Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Darkness Before the Dawn by Charles Gates Jr. is where it all began with his harrowing journey. Let me go back to that. Something jumped here that I caught my eye, and I think we're okay. Okay, that's settled down. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Darkness Before the Dawn by Charles Gates Jr. is where it all began with his harrowing journey to find faith. Not knowing what dawn was, he believed there was a deeper reason behind the mechanics of the events of his life that seemed almost orchestrated. He would often tell himself, there must be a reason for the course my life has taken. A story with a thick plot like mine must lead somewhere. Now, in his quest for truth, for the light he believed would wash away all his wanderings and bring healing to his soul, Charles ran into many challenges, was even betrayed, nearly killed. In his book of poetry, he gives a voice to every echo of his heart that came back with only more questions, and he highlights the events of his life that led to the tipping point in his spiritual journey. Charles Gates Jr., author of Darkness Before the Dawn, joins us on This Week in America. Charles, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here.
I am looking forward to, I love what you've done with the poetry, the introspection you have, really looking forward to talking about it. What was the inspiration for you to take these feelings that you had and write about them in poetry form? What was the inspiration for your book?
Well, Rick, when I first started writing, I didn't know what I was doing. Quite honestly, I knew I had this burning inside of me that felt like it was eating me from the inside out. And I didn't know which way to direct it. I didn't know what to do with it, but I know that it was eating me alive. And I don't know when exactly pushed me to pick up the pen and just start writing, but that's what I did. I started writing down what came to my heart. I started writing down my feelings, and it was more musical at first, because my poetry stems from the hip-hop bar system and all that, but I just needed a way to direct my feelings, and it became poetry. And I would write for 12 hours a day just in my house, and I would just pour down out everything that I was going through. And it's been a journey.
The book we're talking about is Darkness Before the Dawn by Charles Gates Jr., our guest on the program. I'll give you information on his website. You'll find him on Facebook. You'll find the book available at Amazon, all of that. So how did the personal struggles affect your poetry? It sounds like they really shaped what you were writing about, your feelings at the time.
Yeah, they helped me find my voice. They helped me find a direction to go with my poetry, and they increased my passion. The thing that was burning inside of me wasn't only my pain, but it was passion for the things that I was going through, and for the motivator of my dreams that really gave me the drive to put it in a way that I could understand. And so I took my personal struggles and I made poems about them. I just wrote what was in my heart. And when it came time to put it in a book, I just rearranged the poems and they flowed together like a story from the beginning of the book to the end of the book. But I was going through a lot of things during that time. It was a very dark area of my life, filled with much sorrow and grief. I lost my nephew. My nephew died, and then 2 months later, my daughter died. She was still in the womb, so it was a miscarriage. But that really catapulted me into the darkest year of my life. And that comes out of my poetry. It flows out.
Yes.
It's, yeah.
The book is so personal. How did it feel when you finally had the published book in your hands? You, all of this that you've poured out, this is a journey that you were on to capture those thoughts, to write those thoughts, to publish the book. And there you are for the first time picking up a copy of your book. How exciting was that? Or what emotions, maybe even more than excitement, what went through you?
I felt like I finally did something that was praiseworthy in my life. When I published my book, that was the first time in my life at the age of 21. That was the first time anyone in my life has ever told me that they were proud of me for something. And that really touched me in a way that I knew I was making an impact on the world around me, the community around me, through something that I was going through. My story was affecting other people's lives too, but more importantly, it was helping me see the value of what I was going through, and that was not wasted. But when I held my book in my hands, I felt such pride and honor that, wow, maybe I do have a purpose. Maybe there is a direction that my life is headed toward that maybe I don't understand right now, but this is a sign of what this could be. This is a sign of there's something greater for me, for my future. My future looked a little brighter. And I was in the local newspaper, and people started recognizing me at the store and stuff. And they were I say, oh, it's him. I've seen him in the paper. And it really, really brought happiness to me. It's more than happiness. It's just this satisfaction at knowing that my pain could be, could create something so beautiful.
And help so many people. That's by sharing your story. There are so many people out there like you, and they see hope and inspiration in what you've done with your book, Darkness Before the Dawn, by Charles Gates Jr., our guest on the program. How did the audience react to your book of poetry? What kind of feedback are you getting?
Well, when I published my first book, my family and friends were all over it. They were so proud of me. And I would go to my cousin's house, and as soon as I get there, my family would be like, TJ, did you bring your book? TJ is my nickname. They're like, did you bring your book? And I was like, yeah, right here. And I showed them the copy, and they would have me recite it, and they would recite it to one another and tell me how deeply it affected them, their heart, and really inspired them. And if it wasn't for my family, and a few close friends, I wouldn't have even published the book. Quite honestly, I didn't want to publish it. I just wanted a way to channel my anger, my emotions, my sadness. I needed a direction to put all that. And this became the channel to where the river can flow out of me. My emotions can flow out of me. And I feel some type of release from my stress. But they found joy in it. And they found encouragement in it. They found edification for their soul. And it deeply touched me. But one of the greatest moments in my career is when I was at my one job a couple years ago, and the word got out that I was a published author, and everybody started requesting my book. Well, one day, a couple days after I sold about 30 copies in a shift, one of the housekeepers of where I was working came up to me with tears streaming from her eyes and told me that she could relate to my story, that our stories weren't the same, but that she felt like she was a part of my story. And that's my goal, is to incorporate those who read my work, who listen to my words, I want to incorporate them into the story. Because the truth is, we are all going through something, and we all need encouragement and hope and inspiration to pass through the darkness. And
what a great story to be able to touch somebody like that, where your words, and you really didn't even realize it at the time, were taking this person from someplace dark to someplace where they really needed to be, and you gave them the impetus to get there. I mean, those are remarkable stories in with the family members and the people at work, and so many people that will read Darkness Before the Dawn all around the country, all around the world. You'll never know them, and you'll never know the impact you've had on their lives, but it's really significant by you deciding to share that story. When people read Darkness Before the Dawn, what are some of the takeaways that you hope they receive from the poetic story you tell?
Well, I hope they find inspiration to chase after their own dreams, to take what was given to them in life and make something beautiful out of it, to make beauty from their ashes, you know? And whether that's art, whether that's music, poetry, screenwriting, whether it's just pouring all of yourself into your job profession, whatever that may look like to them, I want to be inspire them to pour everything they are into those things. And that's all you can do is just pour yourself in, your heart, mind, your soul.
Well, with what you've been through, that will resonate with people because you've been there. These are not just words you're talking. These are words that reflect your inner feelings and what you went through. Our guest on the program is Charles Gates Jr. His website is very simple, charlesgatesjr.com. Books available at Amazon. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on to get all the information on Charles' books. Do you have like a favorite poem? I sort of hate to ask that, but is there one that sticks out that really encapsulates your story?
Well, Rick, asking me to choose a favorite poem is like a mother asking, being asked to choose which child is their favorite.
Yes.
Because each one was birthed in a different phase of my life, and they each packed their own punch and tell a deep heroic story of overcoming and triumphing over the cares of his life.
Yes, go ahead.
There is one poem from the first book that really resonates with where I was during my journey, the central point of a specific part of my journey that I believe the reader may have a better understanding of my mindset at the time.
Would you mind reading that? Would that be possible?
Yes, sir. I'd love to. The name of the poem is My Own Hell by Charles Gates Jr. My soul is scattered in scars because my hell is dark. This is a trail I have chosen to walk. My mind is a cell that is used to stop all the pain and suffering I tried to block. I pulled the trigger, but the gun was locked. Now it's not. Now it's cocked. I clogged the holes in my heart like a blood clot. Still the blood drops. The walls are falling on top of my emotions and the curtains that expose them. I swear the gun was loaded. I dove into a sea of sharks to drown my thoughts. They always float to the surface in their teeth and jaws. I always have a thought to chew on. It's dark and it claws me. I'm bruised and marks cover my body. Where is everybody? I abused my sanity because he wasn't there for me. When I couldn't keep my wits about me. It's always a battle of the mind or of the heart to me. It's blasphemy. When did it start? Why does life have to be so hard? I count my cards, but always come up short. I took what I had and laid them on a table for display and gambled my soul and lost my way. I should have just walked away. They caught me with a hook. They used my favorite flavor of sin as bait. They played me like a game, like a machine. I obeyed. My blood pours forth and they take all that remains. Take me to my new home beneath the earth so deep, swimming through the lake of magma and dreams. Life is a nightmare, full of schemes. I lived by the sword because I was forced to fight. I had to follow the dark in order to find the light. I write a page of blood as I express my mind because I view the world through my heart's eye. I drive down the road of insanity, crosses bridges of despair and agony, giving away my heart, hoping it'll fly back to me. And if it doesn't, then I know that it was devoured by crows as they pick away at my soul. Watch my body fall down in black hole inside the cracks of my bones. Hell is all I've known, but it's a hell of my own making, where I'm the king who forsook everything and took it for granted. The life of sin is my treasured luxury. I swallowed a band-aid, but it didn't stop the bleeding. Now my heart is flooding through the cracks of my coffin as my veins water the earth's surface. I'm plummeting into my sarcophagus, thirsting for my purpose. Dirt watering the door of my tomb. In a closed room, no sound, but a slowly beating heart. This heart is not my own. It's the beating of the walls where her name is carved. My spine is broken and I can't walk, so they plead for me to crawl. I'm crawling with blood on my knees. I'm climbing over the stones life throws at me. I'm sorry, mother, but I was told I could fly. I'm soaring somewhere through the sky, falling from their heights. I can no longer speak. My spirit has died. This is how it must end. This is goodbye.
So well done and so powerful to imagine that you were in. How long of time did it take you to write that? I'm sort of thinking of reflection on where you were in your life at that time. How over what period of time did that transpire?
How long it took me to write it? A lot of the poetry in my first book, I wrote most of them in a day. Each.
Yes.
Sometimes I would write six in a day. So it all varies. But when I wrote that, I was, my girlfriend and I broke up. I found out she was very deceptive and that she was playing a lot of mind games with me. And it really made me feel like I was taken advantage of emotionally. Yes. And it really put me in a place where I felt like everybody around me was just not there. Like they were there, but they weren't rooted around me, you know? So I felt betrayed.
Well, yes. All of this comes out in Charles' work. The book we're talking about specifically is Darkness Before the Dawn by Charles Gates Jr. But time is going by so quickly. A few more areas I really want to talk about. You've mentioned other books as well. Have you written other books? And tell us about those.
Yeah, I wrote a novel called From Darkness to Light, A Sinner's Memoir. That one is an actual novel. It's not, it's the memoir of my testimony of faith, but it's written in a form that really puts you in the story. And it really shows you from beginning to end how I found myself in that place. And in that book, it shows me pouring out poetry and end up writing, publishing a book in the book. And it's the way it intertwines with my poetry is unreal. It's beautiful, adequate.
So there is a connection between the poetry and ties into your novel. And I want to talk about the first book. You spoke about The Dawn After the Darkness. The second book, the novel, you spoke about transitioning from darkness to light. Is the light and the dawn the same to you?
Yes, Rick. In a way, they are. The dawn to me at that time in my life was a hope of what was to come. But spiritually speaking, I did not know what was to come. I just knew that the dawn comes after the darkness. If there's this much impending darkness over me, looming over me, I know that something grand is on the horizon. And it came with such a bright light in my life. And I didn't know it at the time, but my book of poetry was actually my spiritual journey of how I put my faith in Jesus. And it was poetry was used to lead me to that point in my life where I had to make a decision of letting go of my hopelessness and my darkness and stepping into this light. And when I did step into that light, it illuminated the world around me, completely shifted my perspective on the world. And that comes out in my other poetry, which has not yet been published. I will be publishing more books of poetry, but okay. Yeah, so it ties into that. So the From Darkness to Light is the first half is when the part of my where I am in my first book, and the last half is transitioning me to the next phase of my life.
We're rapidly running out of time, but if you don't mind, I would like one more poem. You do such an excellent job in the writing and the recitation of those. Do you have another poem you could share with us?
Yes, I do. This one is called The Dying Rose by Charles Gates Jr. Life came, camouflaged its death, a spark igniting within my chest. With compassion that couldn't be bottled, I drew my last breath and I stepped forth from the shadows. From the waters as shallow as a stone's throw, to the deepest of hollows that I wallowed within my soul, a light shone in the darkness that I thought would swallow me whole, and I saw love overcome violence. As a voice spoke in silence, I found myself in defeat, in the battles that overshadowed me, for my lips had practiced deceit, and the web of lies that were spun from the cave of my own tongue have snatched me from my feet. That I thought to move so swiftly, while all it took was genuine love and an embracing hug for my walls to crash around me. As the fires burned the life they stole, I embraced the unknown inside my heart of coal, as it shatters with the old, only to return warm and whole. A new name was carved on a white stone from the light of growth that bloomed from the dying rose.
You do such an excellent job in writing and in the recitation and performing. Where are the books available? I mentioned your website and Amazon. Where's the best place to find out about you and to buy your books?
That's the whole purpose of me setting up my website is so that people can easily, without stressing over how to find it, so they can easily access it through charlesgatesjr.com/books. Again, that's Charles, CHARLES, Gates, GATES, Junior, JR/books. And that's all lowercase. If you go to that link, you'll find my book, both my books back to back on there. And it has a description of each of those books, and it has a buy now button that takes you directly to the Amazon link. And everybody knows how to use Amazon.
Everybody has used Amazon. Yes, yes. If not, here's a great opportunity to try it out because you'll be very impressed with the work of Charles Gates Jr., our guest on the program. Before we leave, what do we have to look forward to? You do such a nice job in presenting those. Do you do any stage work where you're reciting your poems?
Actually, I've been offered recently to travel a little bit and start performing my poetry. You might see a couple with that I made at home from a couple of years ago on YouTube somewhere, but I want to make them more professional. So if you look me up on YouTube, or even if you go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/CharlesGatesJr., I will be posting spoken word videos on there. Right now I'm building an in-home studio so that I can create a spoken word album that I will be releasing with the remastered version of my first book of poetry. And that I can't give you a time frame on that because I'm still setting up the studio, but my goal is 1 year from now, it'll be hopefully available. And on top of that, I'm actually in the process of designing my own clothing brand for my poetry. It has a, I've landed my poetry and the Holy Scriptures to help inspire other people who read it. They find hope in the apparel that you're wearing. And it had my poetry on there and stuff. And it's, I'm very excited for that. I'm also working on other things behind the scenes. I have a lot of goals with my work, but I stay tuned to my website, stay connected to my website, because I will be publishing more books. I will be publishing a novel after this one. I will be, for every area of my life, I'm going to be publishing a novel telling the continuation of my journey. And I will publish poetry alongside those novels so that you can read the poetry and get a deeper understanding of the message being displayed in the novels. They're deeply rooted together.
Boy, there's so much that's going on. The best thing to do is keep track of it at Charles's website, which is charlesgatesjr.com/books. Books available at Amazon. You can link on directly to Amazon by going to Charles's website. Charles, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on all of the success, the work you're doing with touching so many people and giving them hope in their lives as you share your story. You've got so many positive things going on now in your life. Thank you for taking some time and sharing with us on the program today.
You're welcome, Rick. It has been a pleasure speaking to you.
It's been a pleasure having you. You're welcome. It's been our pleasure to have you with us. The guest on the program is Charles Gates Jr. The book is Darkness Before the Dawn. His website, charlesgatesjr.com/books. You'll find all that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.